Life Audio.
You're listening to Everyday Prayers with Million Praying Moms, where we're dedicated to helping moms pray God's word for their families in the areas they need it most. I'm your host, Brooke McLaughlin. Over the last decade, we've helped thousands of moms make prayer a priority for their families. Our mission is to help you do the same. Prayer is not a last resort. It's our first and best response to the challenges of parenting, a partnership for the hearts of our children that God invites us into. Today's devotion and prayer is by Melanie Young. To learn more about Melanie, get a downloadable prayer guide to help you follow along with this month's prayers, and the devotions and prayers from this month in written form, visit today's show notes at millionprayingmoms.com. After this short word from our sponsors, we'll pray God's word together for our families. Proverbs 30, verse 8 says, "Keep falsehood and lies far from me." Unfortunately, we live in a world where difficulties, abuse, and even betrayal happens on a daily basis. This Bible verse is perfect to pray for your children and yourself. Having walked through her own story of betrayal, author Jennifer Lynn Heck knows firsthand the importance of this prayer. She writes about it in her book, Walking Victoriously Through a Fiery Furnace, available on Amazon. In the book, she shares what can happen when we become vulnerable and how God enables us to victoriously overcome. Walking Victoriously Through a Fiery Furnace is written as the story of Victoria Grace, a young woman born with a crippling physical disability who experiences betrayal, but overcomes and receives the healing only God can give. It's designed with beautiful full-color pages, and Bible passages are creatively interwoven into the story. Discover how you and your family can use what Jennifer calls the word-activated response strategy in prayer to defeat Satan's deception and attacks, and receive hope and encouragement in your own fiery trials. Get your copy of Walking Victoriously Through a Fiery Furnace now on Amazon.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Proverbs 6:20-23. My son, keep your father's commandment and forsake not your mother's teaching. Bind them on your heart always, tie them around your neck. Recently, when one of our sons was home on break from college, he hung around after family devotions. "Mom, Dad," he said, "don't ever stop doing that. Don't ever stop reading the Bible to my siblings." He went on to explain that a few of his Christian friends at college were able to examine things by the Word of God. Although most were raised in Christian families, they are mostly clueless about Scripture. He explained that although he sure didn't think he was paying attention during devotions while he was growing up, when someone says something that doesn't mesh with God's word, the verses just pop into my mind. I had no idea I was learning so much. Thank you. The next verse says, "When you walk, they will lead you. When you lie down, they will watch over you. And when you awake, they will talk with you." We have 7 adult kids now, and one thing has become clear to me. When they leave your home, nothing really matters but relationship. Their relationship to God, and their relationship to you. In fact, that's all you'll have when they're old enough to walk away. Now, our parenting can't save our kids. There's nothing we can do to make them come to Christ. Only God can give them a new heart. This passage, though, makes it clear that God often uses the truth we teach to bring them to himself. The last verse says, "For the commandment is a lamp, and the teaching a light, and the reproofs of discipline are the way of life." That makes it all worth it. It's worth having devotions when you'd rather not. It's worth persisting when the kids are wiggly and silly, or grumpy and sassy. It's worth talking to your kids instead of chatting with friends on social media. It's worth every single moment of talking truth. Only 1 out of 20 Christians have family worship together. Does your family? If so, what can you do to make it happen more regularly? If your family isn't having devotions together, how can you help that happen? Would your husband like to be reminded? What would you need to do to clear out a time to do it? Can you worship with the kids during the day? Let's pray. Dear Father, I want to teach my children about you. Please help me make this happen. Help me to remember to have devotions at a time I can do it. And give me the determination not to let this time pass by without telling my children about you. Please save my children. In Jesus' name, amen.
If you love praying together with us on the Everyday Prayers podcast, consider supporting the show with a $5 monthly donation through Patreon. When you join, you automatically receive a new, downloadable, scripture-inspired prayer calendar every month, plus the devotions and prayers from this month in written form. Learn more in today's show notes at millionprayingmoms.com. Till next time, friends, the Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look with favor on you and give you peace.
Hey, everybody. I'm Dale.
And I'm Tamara.
And we're hosts of the Kainos Project podcast,
where we help you tackle ancient Christian truths in everyday settings.
The word kainos means new, and that's exactly what we want to do on our podcast, bring something new from what is old in our faith.
And on this show, you might hear us explore topics like what the Bible has to say about student loan forgiveness, discuss how the Satanic Temple affects our view of religious liberty in America, or even question why is it that so many people are having rapture anxiety.
To learn more about the podcast, go to lifeaudio.com.